WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8RVP, KB8RVP, KA8LDF Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Chris. KB8RVP.
Good rainy morning, Mike.
I've been hoping our weather would switch. Get rain during the week and nice weather on the weekends. Get some of the 80s on the weekends instead of during the week. That'd be nice. How big of a job was it to put your radio back in?
Just put the hat on. That's all I had to do. And then attach the microphone. Yeah. It's a remote unit. Just like ours. I just, out of sight, out of mind, you know, that way nobody's fiddling with anything, you know. Just goes to show you because, when I had vehicle in for service, the guy says, I think you got a CB antenna. I didn't see the radio or even where the hookup was. So I, like, looking around. I just looked at it and said, oh, pretty slick. You might want to look at the back of the license plate. Guy walked around and he looked at it. Got the amateur call on there. It says amateur radio station. Kind of like looked at me puzzled. I said, you never heard of that before? No. I said, that's the beginnings of radio communications right there, man. So I kind of go explain to him, oh, no kidding.
Yep, spread the word. Tell him he might want to try it. Yeah, that's what I always did. Just take the microphone off and take the head off the radio and nothing to mess with, can't turn anything on, just for safety. How's everything else been going? Anything exciting going on?
Yeah, nothing I call exciting. It just seems like life is always in the fast lane. Everything is moving forward and quickly, and so many things to do in such little time. You know what that's like. Visited my mom yesterday for Mother's Day because we weren't in town. So we were there for quite a while visiting her yesterday and took over some things for her. Other than that, work's just been crazy. Crazy busy. Yeah, let's see. I've been buying stuff for my motorcycle because I'm going to be doing the three hole change, transmission, gearbox and oil. So, trying to get that stuff ready. And then go through and check all the critical bolts. Make sure everything's tightened down, you know, torqued with a torque wrench. Make sure the motor mounts are solid still, you know. Stuff like that. I'm going to take and extract all the brake fluid out of it and put in that new DOT 5 in there. That's what it's called for anyways, is DOT 5. It's all silicone base. So, I don't know the last time that was ever changed out, but it's 2000, it's a 2025, so yeah, I think it'd probably be a good idea to vacuum out the old stuff and put in the new. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, just arrived in Bay City.
That's what I was going to ask, too, if you had your motorcycle out yet. Our son's had his out. He's got a crotch rocket that he drove to work a lot when he lives in Florida. Now that he's back in Michigan, he said, man, the roads aren't as tight here. But he's been riding. He bought a dirt bike, too. He's living out of my in-laws in Fowlerville, and they got lots of places to ride out there. So him and his cousin bought just a small dirt bike. I think it's a 125. He's got a Yamaha, and I think Brad got a Suzuki. So they've been out and had fun riding those. And then for our grandson's birthday party, we could go Saturday. Caitlin's cousin bought a little dirt bike. I think it's a 50 or 60. But it's like a snowmobile. You just turn the handle on and away it goes. You don't have any gears. But it's a little too tall for them, so they put training wheels on it. It's brand new, but it's having problems with the battery, so the company's sending a brand new battery for it. I'm going to see if they can get them riding that. They bought him a balance bike to get used to balancing. That you just push it with your feet. But he'll glide every once in a while. He stayed over here last Saturday and went around our subdivision a couple times on that push bike. He's quick. We had to keep calling him, hang on for a second. He just turned 4. So, trying to get him in the dirt bikes too already. KB8RVP.
KA8LDF ready. Yeah. Yeah. I remember my days of dirt bikes. Had a 90cc and a 100cc. 90cc was a Suzuki and the 100cc was a Honda. They weren't mine personally, but you might as well say that they were. Cousins lived up in Grayling. They had something like 10 acres. And then past their the markings of their land was military land. So, yeah, we rode everywhere. It was a lot of fun. Nobody got hurt, which that's always good. But yep, that's where I learned. It was dirt biking first, you know. High speed dirt, we used to call it. Chris, you ready for some high speed dirt? Oh yeah. Your helmet on and your gear, let's go. Yep, those were the days, man. High speed dirt. Yeah, as he grows up from being 4 years old and move up, if he still, I'm sure he will, get into motorbiking. You never know, he might get into racing too, you know. My wife's cousin was like that. His son got into dirt bike racing. Man, kid's good. Does things that I would never do. Of course, he could recover a lot quicker than me. KBRV, PK8, Aldi Optimal, only a few, like a partial mile before I get to work.
Yeah, I watch NASCAR. Kyle Busch, he's got his son, and started him out with go-karts, and he's slowly moving him up the ranks. He's going to get him in the dirt tracks and all the way up to NASCAR, possibly. I guess that's what a lot of the race car drivers do. Their kids follow in their footsteps. Yeah, the kids, they fall down, they cry for a minute, and then they're right back doing whatever they were doing, and they heal up real quick, recover real quick. That's one thing, the older you get, if you mess your back up or mess your knee up, it takes a little bit longer.
You're laying on the ground longer.
Up that for sure. I'm starting to pack next Tuesday after work. We're heading for Nashville for 4 days, and then going to see our friends near Knoxville for 4 days, and then heading back home. Looking forward to it. Getting a head start, so we're going to be busy this weekend. We got an open house Saturday. I'll let you go. Have a good day at work. We'll listen out for your final. KB8RVP.
There you go. Yeah, perfect time, because I'm just pulling off the street to the parking lot. Dodge some big holes here. Alrighty. Well, have fun, y'all. Y'all. Well, I hope you have a good trip. I hope it's an enjoyable, safe one. I'm sure you'll enjoy your time. Let's hope everything goes smoothly without a hitch. Have a good day, and I'll talk with you later. Good hearing you. We'll see you later. Hopefully the weather will take a turnaround here. That was nice last weekend. Got a lot of stuff done up north. That's where we were at. Wanted to put the dock in, but the wind's come back out of the northeast, and boy, they got flipping cold out there. So I said to my wife, no, let's just wait. No big deal. So I believe we're going up this weekend, so can get that task done. I like to spray down the house too up there, because it's got green mold on the lake side of the house, on the front side of the house. It's just as green as can be, and so is the deck. So they don't really get a lot of sun there. It's pretty heavy shaded there. So that's pretty much the reason there. The rest of the house looks good. It's just the front of the house that faces the water side. It's pretty green. It's tan vital siding, but it's green. KB8RVP, KA8LDF. I'll be clear. 73s. Have a good one.
73. Maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. KB8RVP.
I see that.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WYRC. Invention.
WXTWYRC.
CQ, 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 this is Alpha Alpha, Zero, Hotel, Papa, first in report. CQ, 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 this is Alpha Alpha, Zero, Hotel, Papa, first in report.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
T1NU monitor.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
T1NU.
T1NU from NAWTV. Kilo Echo 8, 18 November uniform. This is delivery with Charlie Bell.
T1NU monitor.
What are you monitoring for?
Good morning. How are you, Wally?
I is pretty good. What's up, Dave? I think you got the day off?
Yeah, I'm up here in Mackinac, relaxing. We got a cat up here. So figured I'd hop on the Echo Link and see how it works.
Cat is echoey, but everything is legible. So how long are you up there for, buddy?
Until Friday. We come back Friday, and at least that way it's Friday. We might stop halfway and stay in Frankenmuth or something like that, and then head the rest of the way Saturday, something like that. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of tourist traps between here and there. You might as well enjoy them all. I don't blame you. So, things have been pretty cool around here. Nothing exciting, so all is good in the hood. No big emergencies, and everything's quiet. I think they told you we moved the puck outside for the smart grip here. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more things staying in line.
That'll be a good thing. At least that's up there, and the voter can vote better. And it sounds good, though. I mean, the repeater just has been awesome. So.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's all working nice. So Sean has done a great job of engineering things. So now we're working a little bit on the P25, or he is. So, hopefully that will be up and running, and then it'll be another place for all digital for everybody to hang out at. So I'm kind of excited about that one. And what else? I think that's it. Nothing else remarkable.
Good stuff, Jim. Been the P25 radios. I've seen some for like $100. So I may send you a couple of them just so you can look at them and approve or disapprove for me, so I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Just don't spend your pennies until it all up and working and everything else, you know. And it is the, you know, it becomes permanent. So Sean told that to somebody else. Just hold off and wait, because we got to make sure everything goes good, you know, make sure the repeater works, you know, all that stuff. So we'll go there. I thought I heard another call in there earlier. Thought it ended with CB. Go ahead if you're still there. This is N8KPP. Guess he disappeared. You might not have heard him because of the echo link, and I only caught the last two digits of the call. So maybe it could have been scanning too. Maybe that's where I heard it. I don't know. So if I ignored somebody, I apologize.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything on this side. Probably, like you said, probably just the echo link. Happened on the DMR end of things. I can't hit the DMR repeater on the MI5 system. I can't hit it from here. I must be just shy of out of range. I got that one going. I checked it out. Really good net. Monday night? Tuesday night. Monday night. Really good net up here. Their ARPSD net was going on, and so I hopped on their net just to kind of see how they ran things, and it sounded pretty good. I liked what they did. They used some type of digital messaging program that does I think it's like FT8 or something like that, and it was pretty cool.
According to the map, it's Hasselberg. It shows it covering 442.087500. Did you try that? Probably couldn't get it.
Yeah, I tried it, and it keeps bonking on me. Like the Motorola, so they'll do that bonk noise. This stuff kind of does the same thing. And it'll roam. It won't pick that one up for whatever reason. So I might be just shy of the repeater.
Yeah, that's true. What about on your mobile? Did that do it or no? I take it, Joe, you're on EchoLink now, but have you tried it on your mobile? It shows really good coverage, but I guess that's assuming it's all up and running too. So you'd have to talk to Jeff or about it, SWR or FSM, see if they know if it's up there working.
Yeah, I don't know. It may be. I don't know. I'll have to see if I get a little bit further into town. We're just outside of Mackinac. Maybe if I get into town, that might work a little bit better.
Okay. Same stuff. So you got their website, right?
Oh yeah, I do. I went to there just to make sure, because I feel like I'm in range, but maybe I'm like just shy of range.
Yeah, it could be. Well, digital stuff is more forgiving too. So very good. All right, sir, I'm gonna let you go. Pleasure talking to you. Have fun. Stay relaxed. Did you guys go to the island yet? Final comment.
Well, we may all together, I don't know, we'll see. Yeah, it was good chatting with you, and if you guys need anything, reach out. I'm here about a good 3-hour drive, so if anything major comes up, it's going to take me a little bit to get down there, but I'm around.
Oh, we'll handle it. I'll rustle up the guys out of the bushes, would drag Paul out of his office and tell him we need his help, and I'll fight peoples if we need it, so if anything does, but we're only under a 1 right now, so I don't see anything. The west side of the state, they're in a 3, but Lansing's about a 2, Detroit area, our area, Macomb is a 1, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so. Jeff should have it handled pretty good on that side, so that's right. Getting some together if need be, and like I said, if you guys need anything, let me know. I can hop on here pretty quick.
Very good. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
Take care. Go do touristy things. Spend money. I'll talk to you later. YNU-NAKPP.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. 73 see ya. This is KYNU Mensa. NAWC, this is KYNU. Static, but I can hear you. Good. How's your day going? I heard you say it was pretty warm there.
We're about upper 60s, around 70, and over 70 today. This is team went out. We've had a little bit of rain off and on. Mostly cloudy down here. Good to see the sunshine there in the pictures that you sent across.
Yeah. It's been pretty nice here. A little cold, but a little chilly in the morning, but warms up pretty well. This morning, opened the windows up, and there was fog on the lake, so you couldn't see very far out onto the lake, but outside of that, it's not been too bad. It's been pretty nice.
Yeah, Well, Tom, like I said yesterday, sounds like you guys picked a good week to go, and it seems like it's very crowded or busy up there, and like I say, weather-wise, you know, it's good. At least you've had good weather outside. Makes for a long day, I guess, when it's, you know, when it's rainy there. You got a bunch of kids, family on vacation.
Yes, it's been pretty quiet here. There's not a lot of people. There's a group of old folks that were here yesterday out in the city. But outside of that, no, it's been pretty nice. Been pretty quiet. I think we're looking at just hanging out today. We'll see what happens. Kind of go with the flow, I guess. Just no pressure on doing anything, just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. You know, like I say, good day just to kick back and enjoy the view of the lake there, especially looking at the bridge there. My goodness, sounds like they've got it down one lane each, you know, going on the southbound side. One way north and one way south. Definitely sounds kind of congested. So, like I say, don't blame you there for staying close there, especially, like I say, with that view of the lake. NAWCD.
See, Wayne, yeah, we went across last night to go to a pizza place in St. Ignace. So we went over there and then came back. They had the bridge shut down for about an hour for it was wide load and stuff like that. So they had it shut down and we didn't wait too long, thankfully, but it was still, we kind of joked about it before going over, like, hey, watch, they'll shut the bridge down. We'll get stuck over there. But thankfully they didn't. Thankfully, everything went pretty smooth and got our pizza, enjoyed it, and came back and relaxed here in town.
Well, good. I'm glad for the kids got to at least get to, you know, go across to the Mackinac Bridge, and they definitely got some good food over there in St. Ignace as well. So I'm glad you were able to get across. And, at least it wasn't during the time when all that ice was falling off the bridge, and but they had that closed for quite a while. It just got up there just being right over the bridge on the lower peninsula side there, just get across. I'm glad glad you didn't have to wait too long.
No, and they're still doing a lot of repairs up here due to the ice storm. You can see a lot of trees are down and different things are still damaged because of it. So they're still cleaning up after that mess.
Well, good. Well,
like
I say, I was wondering, you know, whether they were still working on that. Obviously, just answered my question. I can imagine. Still a lot of cleanup going. At least they've got people have power restored and access to the road. So, like I say, there was, I'm sure there was a lot of destruction there. As thick as that ice was, it's going to take a little while there to get things back in shape again.
Yeah, so it's they're getting there. Slowly but surely they're getting there. So it's nice. They get a little bit of construction up here. They're redoing one of the roads up here, but outside of that it's been pretty nice. It's been nice to head into town, and we walked town a little bit yesterday as well, and just kind of a slower pace up here, and so it was good.
Yeah, you're talking my words. Slower pace, but definitely.
Yeah, it picks up though, you know, mid early summer into you know September, because you know there's a lot of tourist up here, and the tourist up here about as rude to me. It doesn't matter whether they're from the state or out of state, they're rude, and or they just don't know what they're doing, so they're driving. So it's just like that's why we try to go early in the summer or very summer. Mackinac is a nice place to go late in the summer. I think this place is open until October. I think October. Or October, so. There's definitely a good place to stop in and you know, have a little bit of R&R downtime. Time away from the busy nonsense. It's good. Off here, we're gonna take the kids out for a walk. But I figured I'd reach out to you and see how you're doing and touch base with you. We've got some weather coming in tomorrow, so just keep an eye on things. I don't think anything's supposed to be major, but you never know the way the summer's gone or the way the early spring is gone. Sounds good. We said hi, 73 is yeah, and 80 is your mom. Can you buy a new clip?
Hey,
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8 and WG, bubbles.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
CDN monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.